I'm very excited this morning. We are going to be looking together at a poem that's in the Bible. It is a psalm. It is Psalm 1. Psalm 1, and it goes like this. Blessed be the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. When we moved, we had to buy a washing machine. When it arrived, I also had a packet of tester products that came with it. So you know the ones, the kind of little packets that you need to rip open and just use once, find it amazing, and then buy their whole stock. That's the stuff that came with it. Now, this was a chemical that promised that if you add it to your washing, you get never-ending freshness. Now, I don't know how you define freshness. I don't know how you quantify that. But this chemical, you add in, and it said on it, never-ending freshness. Until next wash. Star. Lasts up to 12 weeks in storage. Okay, so what you do is, so it's never-ending freshness. You add it to your clothes. They stay fresh forever unless you fold them up and put them away for 12 weeks, and then they're not fresh anymore. This never-ending freshness, it got me thinking. So the little asterisk on that told me that was actually not true. It said never-ending freshness, but it didn't mean it. It wanted you to believe it, but it actually wasn't true, was it? That asterisk, that star, what it did was it told me that it didn't actually make sense. It promises more than it actually gives you. Now, I think that we treat Christ, Jesus Christ, like this too. I think we have Jesus Christ's star, don't we? So Jesus gives you life to the full. That's what he said in John 10:10. Jesus gives life to the full, star, but only if you aren't ill, poor, or suffering. Jesus saves you from your sin. It's from your sin. From your sin. Jesus saves you from your sin, star, some sinning may still occur. Jesus can give you real joy, star, only if you've had enough sleep. Now we do this with a psalm. We do this with this psalm as well. We star it as we go through. Someone who meditates on the law of God. Star. No one actually does this. Whatever he does prospers. Star. Some prospering may not occur. The Lord watches over the way of the righteous. Star. When things are going well. That's what we do. But I want to tell you that today we need to get rid of those stars. We need to understand what this is talking to us about. This psalm is incredible. It's changed my life. I hope this morning it changes yours. We need to work out, who does this psalm describe? It describes the ideal Old Testament Jew. That's what it's doing. Okay, that psalm is not directly to us. It is directly to the Old Testament Jewish nation. I know that because Psalm 2 describes the ideal nation. For the Jews, this psalm was literally true. God had promised that if they followed his law, then he would bless them, that they would prosper. Now, we see this again and again through the Old Testament. When people followed God and chose to love him, he blessed them, didn't he? But when they chose not to, the opposite happens. And then Jesus came along, the ideal Jew. He showed the Jews what real obedience was, what real obedience to the law meant. How is it possible for someone to follow the whole law? Well, Jesus enacted that, but he showed what was really needed, didn't he? It was mercy. It was love. It was kindness. He showed them what true prosperity meant. He died on the cross to show them that the law didn't ultimately save you, that really it was faith. Faith that when Jesus died, he took a punishment that I deserved. faith that says, though I have done wrong and walked away from God, I believe in a Saviour that has taken my sin away and given me the choice to follow God or not. It's Jesus that makes people righteous through faith. You are absolutely right back there. Well done. It's Jesus that makes people righteous, but it's through faith. So how do we read this psalm today? I think when we read this psalm first, we might get a sense of, I just need to try harder. What I need to do is be meditating. I need to be trying. It's so hard. I think we're going to have some seriously sharp pencils pretty soon. Keep going. It's a great job. It is a great job. How do we read this psalm today? We don't tend to meditate on God's law anymore, do we? I don't know if any of you have been doing that recently. I don't think I have. Who is the righteous person? Let me read to you 2 Corinthians 5:21. It says this: God made him, that's Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us, that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So let me tell you three things as we go through this psalm. It's really easy. It's verses 1 and 2, then 3 and 4, and then 5 and 6. They go together. Firstly, what the righteous do, verses 1 and 2. Now, this may be surprising to hear, but it is essential that we are a church of people who meditate. It is essential that we do that. Not to make ourselves feel better, no, but to meditate on something. This psalm says God's law. That's what they had available at the time. But today, I'm so blessed to have the whole instruction of God's, aren't I? I've got the canon of scripture right here. This is God's instruction to me. This is what I have today. I don't just have the law. I see its fulfillment. I meditate on God's instruction. So don't waste time meditating on yourself. Spend time meditating on the Bible. Spend time learning it, thinking about it, reading it, applying it, working it through. It's the entire instruction of God. Verses 1 and 2, that's what the righteous do. They meditate on something. Secondly, what they're like, verses 3 and 4. Why bother thinking about God's words? That's a good question, isn't it? Why bother reading the Bible? Well, the psalm tells us, it's because you will prosper. There's no star here. Okay, if you meditate on God's words, you will prosper. But prosperity in God's kingdom is so much better than the health and wealth prosperity that our culture continues to advertise to us, isn't it? Real prosperity in life is growth in your relationship with God. That's true prosperity. And the people who experience it know it best. But you notice here that the tree it describes isn't a special tree. This isn't a special tree. It's just doing what trees should do. You see that? It's planted by streams of water. It's yielding its fruit in season. Its leaf doesn't wither. That's a tree. That's just what it's described. It's not something specifically special. It's just doing what it's enabled to do. So Christianity shouldn't have a star next to it saying, Christianity star might make you weird. Okay, it's Christianity star makes you human. It makes you what God intended you to be. Christianity should make you into the best version of yourself, into the best version of humanity. There's also a very valid point here, isn't there? That if you have God's words dancing around your brain, you will sin less. That's true, isn't it? So actually, prosperity is likely to come anyway because of the fact that if you've got God's words going around in you and the Holy Spirit is working inside you, that actually you're going to be making less self-centered decisions and more other people centered decisions. Your life is going to be filled with wisdom, real joy, and genuine satisfaction, regardless of your health and wealth. Because the health and wealth gospel is just chaff that the wind is going to blow away. Thirdly, verses 5 and 6, what happens to them? What happens to these righteous people? Now, if you are righteous, then you are in a relationship with God. Okay, that's what this means. God lives forever, and so that relationship is going to live forever too. The Bible makes it clear that God sees our choices, right and wrong. It also makes clear that there is going to be a day when we face Jesus Christ. The righteous will stand before the king. The wicked will not be. What stance are you going to take? And verse 6, for the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. It pictures a journey, protection or destruction. I mean, given the choice, I know which anyone would choose. I know which I'd rather. So what do we do? How do we read this psalm today? What do we do now? Now, if you're not a believer here this morning, then I hope you feel welcome. I really do. Church is about loving each other like Jesus does. And so I hope that you know that. But it would be distinctly unloving of me to finish off this service by saying that everything is going to be okay. Because this psalm and the rest of the Bible makes it clear that either you are saved or you're not. But this psalm makes it clear that there is a better way, isn't there? There's a better way to do life. There's a better way to be a human. There's a better way. And Jesus has enabled us to be there. Now, if you don't yet know Jesus, if you're sitting here thinking, who is he talking about, this Jesus guy, then please come chat to me after service. I would love to introduce you both. But for the regulars here, let me ask you this. Are you going to be stood with the righteous? Is God watching over your way? Are you spiritually prospering? If you answered no, the question really is, do you want to be? Jesus retold this psalm in a different way. Do you know where? In the New Testament, Jesus, he told this psalm again, but he just used different words. It's in Matthew 7:24. It says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The wind came down, etc., etc., etc. I missed a trick there. That would have been a great thing for an all-age service, wouldn't it? Wise man, but anyway. lost my track of thought. Read Jesus' words. Meditate on God's instruction. Pick up a Bible. Open a Bible app. Listen to an audio Bible. Do what you can to learn the words that are in here and put them into practice. You may have been living your life with a star next to your title. I'm a Christian star. Only on Sundays. I'm a Christian star when I remember. I'm a Christian star because my parents are. I'm a Christian star. Pick up a Bible. Learn what it is to prosper. Grow in your spiritual life. Enjoy your relationship with God. Get God's word into your family life and enjoy it. And watch your life change. This psalm is a promise. Meditate on God's word. Grow in your relationship with God. Let's pray together. Father, I want to thank you that we have the freedom to be able to look at your words, to be able to understand it. I pray that you would help each of us to commit to a way this morning that we would be able to get into your word this week. Please would you guide our lives by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.